More than likely, it's in those times when God revealed to him truths that he'd never revealed to anyone else. Nobody understood Jesus like the Apostle Paul. No one understood God like the Apostle Paul. No one had the insights, the revelation, the illumination, the inspiration of this man. And yet when you look at his life, you'll see what God did. That all of his ministry, he was harassed by his enemies. All of his ministry, he was going through one valley experience after the other. The Bible says that he was beaten many times. Beaten not only with a whip, but with rods. And he was jailed often. And that he was in on the sea, shipwrecked often. And he went through one harassing experience after the other, one troublesome time. Wherever he went to preach, before he arrived, the Judaizers were already there to mount an opposition toward him. If he beat them there, they were soon there again mounting opposition toward him. So that everywhere he went, he found himself facing all types of opposition. Somebody might ask, why in the world would God call a man like this, whom he himself said he was a chosen vessel, called from his mother's womb, give him the greatest responsibility any man who's ever walked on earth has ever had except the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and then allow him to go through such suffering and pain and harassment and persecution continuously from the very beginning of his ministry to the very end? And if you'll think about it, when he was saved, those who had been his companions and friends rejected him. And those who were already Christians, they rejected him because they suspected him as a spy and that God really had not saved a man as awful as Saul of Tarsus. And so here he is. As I look at the life of the Apostle Paul, I see two areas in his life that I believe God had to break. It is the same two areas he has had to break in my life and that he intends to break in every person's life. One of those you will find in Romans chapter 7. Look there for a moment if you will. And what God is in the process of doing here is breaking the Apostle Paul in this area to bring him to the realization that he cannot live the Christian life in his own strength. That he cannot live the Christian life in his own strength. So he brought him to that end. Because you see in verse 14, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of flesh, sold into bondage to sin. For that which I am doing, I do not understand, for I am not practicing what I would like to do, but I am doing the very thing I hate. The Apostle Paul had to come to the conclusion in his life that he couldn't live the Christian life. Otherwise, he would have depended upon his own strength, upon his own flesh, upon his own background, upon his own heritage, upon his own education, upon his own determination, upon his own aggressive spirit, upon his own determined will, his own depth of commitment. He would have done the same thing everybody else does until God drives us through brokenness to the helpless end of ourselves in despair to say to him, God, I cannot. I'm a failure when it comes to living the Christian life. The second area in which he had to be broken is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. That God says that he had given them this tremendous revelation. But with it came a thorn in the flesh. Something that Paul suffered tremendously for. For he says in three periods of time, this does not mean three nights before he went to bed. But three seasons more than likely of fasting and praying, pleading, begging, beseeching God to deliver him from this. He says, God sent it to him, verse 7, in order to protect him, to keep him from exalting himself. There was given to him a thorn in the flesh, to keep me from exalting myself. Entreated him three times. He says, God says, my grace is sufficient. Therefore, his conclusion was, after pleading before God to deliver him from what appeared to be a hindrance in his life and a hindrance in his ministry, he said, verse 9, most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, now I am well content with weaknesses, insults, distresses, persecutions, difficulties for Christ's sake. But when I am weak, I have learned this awesome, important lesson that when I'm at my weakest, that's when the power of God is released through me with its greatest intensity.